Welcome to Steam Stories by Mr. Steam, where we interview experts on the latest trends in wellness and well-being design and explore how and why to incorporate steam into your projects and into your life.
We're talking to everyone who plays a role in bringing steam to life, from builders, designers, and realtors to hoteliers, yogis, and showroom managers.
I'm Martha, Mrs. Steam Oriana.
And I'm Dan, Dr. Feelgood Reinert.
And we're bringing our combined 80 years of experience building and selling steam showers to give you the inside scoop you won't find anywhere else. Today, we'll be talking to Adrian Barr, who's the owner of Wellness Wares in Australia and a longtime partner of Mr. Steam. Wellness Wares was founded to explore the integration of traditional well-being bathing experiences into homes throughout Australia and New Zealand. Wellness Wares' approach is to educate and simplify, turn the why to why not, and to add luxury, relaxation, and supporting recovery to the home by enhancing general well-being with natural therapies practiced for over a millennia.
And in this interview with Adrian Barr, we'll be covering topics like how the simplicity of the Mr. Steam product compared to some competitors helps sell itself in many ways, the role the homeowner plays in the process of bringing wellness into the home, and how to best support them in the decision-making process. The importance of tailoring the message to different consumers based on the benefits that matter most, and the trends to watch in wellness and steam, including the use of technology, the contemporary design changes people are looking for, what empty nesters are doing today, and homes with multiple steam showers.
Hey, welcome, Adrian. So good to have you with us. How are you today?
Well, thanks. It's lovely to see you both. So thank you for the opportunity. I'm fine. It's summer down under and we're enjoying, well, we've had some rocky weather, which has been on the news. But other than that, it's glorious down here.
Well, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
It's great to see you again, Adrian. And I'm jealous. I have to go back to 20-degree weather next week in the Midwest. So I wish I was down under right now, too.
Yeah, you guys get some extremes, huh?
Yeah, it's been going from high to low, and I guess that's what happens in January in the United States, but you get used to it. And one thing that always helps is what we do for a living, steam.
Exactly.
Steam keeps you healthy. So we were kind of curious to get started. Love to know a little bit more about your history and experience, both with using and selling steam. What drew you to this profession?
The story kind of starts with selling steam. It came about because I had undertaken quite a bit of research on steam and the benefits of steam. I was curious to learn why we didn't have any good suppliers here in Australia and what was the reason for steam bathing really to be only something you may see in the occasional club or gym and the occasional hotel. Sauna is popular, of course. But the advantage of steam is you can have steam in a small space. So, you know, every home has a shower. So, therefore, there's an opportunity for every shower to be a steam shower. And I was curious to know why we had not moved in that direction in this particular market. So, there's quite a bit of extensive research on that aspect. My background is my work history started off in paints, so decorative coatings. So, I was always dealing with architects and interior designers and end consumers, as well as trade painters. Then my career sort of turned into the bathroomware industry. Some time spent in the UK, I was working for a ventilation company selling ventilation equipment.
How did that turn your company into get you started into selling wellness products, and what drew you to it?
Well, what drew me to it was back to the first question I saw there was an opportunity. And with that opportunity, I looked at what are the products in the marketplace, who are the suppliers of those products in this marketplace, and perhaps what are their strengths and weaknesses. And I saw that steam was really certainly a weakness because traditionally steam products are sold in Australia by sauna companies. And really all they want to do is build saunas. I mean, they get the biggest return on investment in their time and effort. And most of their businesses are traditionally, they're building businesses. So they didn't specialize in steam. And I saw that that was a great opportunity.
How did you take the Mr. Steam brand, which is obviously, as you mentioned, completely unknown in Australia, into being an established and substantial brand that you have today? How do you attribute the success to?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you both need to take some credit for the fact that Mr. Steam is known, even though it wasn't a brand known in this marketplace. It was still a brand that was kind of known. Australians love to travel, and therefore they'll experience steam showers or steam rooms maybe in visiting North America, a small amount perhaps in Europe, but you know, North America is really the largest steam bathing market as far as I'm aware. And because we have such a close affinity to the US, it's one of our favorite holiday destinations. People experience steam and they come back and go, I'd like that, but how do I get it?
Was it something that you basically went out and did a sort of ground up education for consumers on the awareness of it and the availability of it?
Well, that was a big part of it, Dan, because, you know, no one knew. First of all, they didn't know that Mr. Steam was available. I mean, that was something that, and I think you've got to take some credit because you that I convinced to let me be your distributor for this part of the world.
Yeah.
And to be perfectly honest, that was the start of my business, was the start of Wellness Wears Group, or Geyser as we were then known, was selling Mr. Steam. That's what we did. That's how the business started. Sorry, that's what I did. And it's perhaps falling back on my background of the coatings industry. So I understand waterproofing. I understand ventilation requirements. I'm not a builder or a great handyman, but I can certainly swing a hammer if I need to. So I understand a little bit of construction. One of the big similarities we have between Australia and the US is our homes are built quite similar. You have large homes and so do we. So our markets are very similar from that aspect.
You know, from the start, how did you prioritize who to go to first when it came to selling steam? Was it a priority to reach out to designers, architects, builders, or homeowners itself? Who did you really see as the most important people to, A, create awareness with steam, and B, convince people that, hey, this is a very valid product? And I'm going back to times when I was in Australia with you, and we saw some beautiful steam bath installations overlooking Bondi Bay and stuff. It was spectacular. So I have fond memories of some of those trips.
As I said, there has always been an awareness, but finding the right product has been perhaps the challenge. As I said previously, at the end of the day, we have architects, we have interior designers, and we have builders. However, none of those trades, they don't sell steam. It's the homeowner who says, I want steam. How do I get it? So it's the homeowner at the end of the day that makes the decision. The builder says, right, oh, I can put that in. The architect says, right, oh, we can make allowances for that. Interior designer says, we can design for that. So our job is really to work with all of those stakeholders to really provide the pathway for that homeowner to get what they desire.
Is there a commonality in the message that you bring to each of them, or do you differentiate it based on who you're talking to?
I guess the story is pretty much the same. You know, the Mr. Steam system is actually, or Mr. Steam products are quite simple from an installation perspective, not as complex perhaps as some of our European products. So the simplicity of the installation is certainly a big part of the narrative. However, the other aspects, the waterproofing requirements, how to build the space, a lot of that can be intimidating, even to a successful builder who builds, you know, multi-million dollar homes. You know, the waterproofing industry is based around selling fear, the fear of a leaking the fear of a leaking steam room. You know, so that is how that whole waterproofing industry works. So understanding how that industry works assists in perhaps providing the clear pathway through those aspects to get the outcome that the customer wants. And we are very fortunate. We've worked with some fantastic builders around Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane, all around Australia. It's the map of where we've sold Mr. Steam is actually it's quite astounding.
You're quite the pro at selling steam. We can talk about benefits and whatnot, but ultimately, what have you found that are the techniques that work best for you about selling steam? Of course, realizing that you're talking to the consumer ultimately, who's going to make that decision.
Yeah. Well, look, ultimately, you're right. So we do talk to the consumers. We are a little bit closer to the marketplace than you are. It gives us a great opportunity to learn a broader part of their story. And there may be reasons why a particular client, it's quite funny, sometimes if we deal with a husband and wife, the wife says, my husband wants to put a steam shower in. He goes to the gym. He loves it there. Wife says, I'm not so, you know, it's not something I'm going to use very often. 12 months later, we talk to the same client, talk to the husband. My wife is in the steam shower every day. So you get different stories and people take different things out of it. And that's what spins my wheels and makes me want to come to work the next day is the fact that whether it's a client who is installing steam for the health of their child or someone who has poor health, or whether or not, whether it's a ex-serviceman who suffers PTSD and enjoys steam, the solitude, or whether or not it's a family that enjoy that space together, or if it's the husband and wife who like that space when they come home from work or from the gym or from sporting activities. Everyone gets something different out of the steam. And the great thing about, obviously, I don't have to sell steam to you too, but is that it's very reactive.
So the idea really is that you're taking any myriad of benefits of steam and making it accessible and giving them a personalized service for steam for them. Like, all right, if you have a sore throat, this is what you would need. If you have, you're an athlete, right? So you're sort of really tailoring the steam idea and the steam embrace for them, basically.
No, exactly. And it also comes back from anecdotally from clients. You know, I dealt with an architect, Michael Ellis Architects in Melbourne, and Michael renovated his own house. He installed Mr. Steam. He has 5 children, and, you know, I speak to him not so regularly, but maybe once a year, and he said to me, look, we haven't had a cold in our house. We've got 5 kids, haven't had a cold. So because that's as soon amazing. As there's a sign of a sniffle, you're in the steam shower. Yeah. So that's great feedback, you know?
Yeah, that is great feedback.
Do you find, Adrian, today that clients are proactively approaching you about steam, or is it something that you still see that needs to be given a nudge a little bit? We've seen over here a big jump in people that are interested in wellness-related products post-COVID. And I was just curious if that trend was the same in Australia.
Yes, there certainly has been an increase in the wellness hardware market. You know, every time we sell a steam product, we are exponentially been introduced to more people anyway. So the great thing about when you have a steam shower in your house is you're a little bit unique, and therefore you show your friends. Your friends go, oh, I saw a steam shower in the house. That's a great idea. And I can tell you there's streets in Sydney, for example, where I could walk down the street and tell you the numbers of the houses and tell you which, yeah, what they've got in their house because all the neighbors have spoken to each other.
Wow, that's great.
Certainly COVID, the post-COVID world is certainly well-being is forefront of everyone's mind. Also, maybe the younger generation coming through have got a heightened awareness of well-being as well as self-righteousness. So the world is, we're certainly looking for a little haven of our own. And there certainly is a strength to wellness market, particularly when we see the number of recovery centres which are starting to open, the number of small day spas which are offering different facilities as well. And for us as well, we've taken a leap, and we're now selling large numbers of Mr. Steam systems into apartment complexes, which may be catered to the empty nesters who have sold their forever home and want all the benefits of steam and sauna, maybe, but they don't want to share it with others. In a public facility, they want it in their own apartment.
It's interesting. People understand the benefits of steam, and everybody wants it except when they say, but. They will always find something. What do you think are like the top objections or buts that people have in their minds why they couldn't have steam in their homes?
I think the largest objection we get is our history in our building. In our construction market, we haven't built homes for our environment. And when I say that, we're talking about, you know, Australia is a unique country and so is New Zealand. We've got tropics down to alpine areas. And if all houses are built the same, then there's a problem, you know? So one of the things that we have been poor with is keeping bathrooms heated and well ventilated. Insulation has not been a large consideration. Our waterproofing standards, like the US, there is a code However, the code is a minimum. So if you give someone the opportunity to do the minimum, that's exactly what you're going to get. So notoriously, our bathrooms have been poorly heated, poorly ventilated, which means in a cooler climate, if you turn on a shower, you get this condensation, which everyone says is, we've just called it steam, but it's not, it's condensation. And that condensation makes the floor damp, it makes the walls damp, it makes your glass get dew on it, because we haven't built our homes, or we haven't kept our room temperature warm enough, we haven't provided fresh air into our rooms, and we are getting this condensation. So that condensation, or steam that people call it in their bathrooms, has probably been the biggest objective. I don't like steam in my bathroom.
Right, because they're associating it with that.
They're exactly. You know, so what they're doing is associating it as steam, but it's actually condensation. Well, and there's things you can do. You know, you can have active ventilation in your bathroom. You can have under tile heating, so that in the wintertime your floor is warm, so therefore your room is warmer. There are more products available these days to overcome some of those objections, but that's probably the largest objection, if there's any. Because we probably won't talk to the people who really object, because they'll never reach out to us.
Preconceived notion of what could be happening, yeah.
Well, and also it's knowledge, right? So you go to a plumbing shop and, you know, the showroom consultant has done their basic training in the store. They know a little bit about taps, a little bit about showers, and a little bit about bathtubs. But they don't understand ventilation. They don't understand heating. They do not understand. These are, you know, basic things that everyone needs, but they are not sold adequately or understood adequately at a store level.
Well, I know, Adrian, you've been a trendsetter in Australia for us in terms of pushing our market share with steam. You've done great things residentially and even on the hospitality side. But we were curious to know if there are any trends that you're seeing right now around steam that are interesting, and is there anything that we should be looking out for trend-wise around wellness in general?
Well, I think you both know I'm pretty vocal, and if there's something that's happening, I'll tell you about it. Look, obviously technology is changing, so we're pretty well at the forefront with that, with the iSteam X. I think that's an interesting space to watch. There are some other wellness benefits that we could prospect a little bit further. The luxury steam as part of a shower routine, that is certainly something this company, Wellness, is what we are sort of prospecting. We've got some new shower products and body jets and different experience shower products which will sort of heighten the experience and add to that, to the steam bathing experience. Yeah, those are certainly opportunities. But I think if I go full circle back to when we started our conversation, Dan, over 10 years ago, I think one of the things that stood out, and I watched Mr. Steam and I watched some of the other products from overseas, the contemporary design change that Mr. Steam took with the original iSteam, removing some of the ornate detailing on some of the design, your steam heads and things, making it more simple, is probably more in line with the European style that we are used to in this part of the world. Being a British colony, we see a lot more European brands here. So kudos to Mr. Steam that the design change, the simplistic look was continued on. And at the end of the day, that is what the interior designers and architects, when they are looking at what their options are, they are thinking, this looks good. This is going to work well for our client.
And I know over time we've been pretty flexible too and created stuff for your market that's helped you go farther with selling steam too.
Yeah, that's really helpful, because, and it's actually quite unique, because you're a bigger, much bigger company than we are. And it's listening to the market, isn't it? So it's kind of what we hear, and we make those small adaptations, and we all learn from that.
It's always about taking your customer in mind and asking, see what their pain points are and how we could actually intervene and help make that happen. Any interesting installations that come to mind? I had one crazy one many years ago. Someone called us and they said, your steam bath stinks. And I said, I'm sorry, you don't like the design. No, literally stinks. They had actually hooked up the gas line to the pop-off valve.
Wow.
I always think of that as like, okay.
Good thing they didn't smoke.
That could have been catastrophic.
Yeah. Very scary. I always think of that. That's an interesting way to not do an installation. Anything like that, any weird stuff that you've seen happening in your place or any beautiful installations in, like Dan mentioned, in Bondi and whatnot.
That's a classic example, isn't it? When you try and make something idiot-proof, you actually create a whole new idiot.
Yeah. We didn't have TikTok back then.
Yeah. Could videotape it at least.
You know, once again, I can say that we haven't had really too many installation woes because, you know, at the end of the day, they're very clear installation instructions. And you know, if there is a problem that's pretty well known at the time that first turn it on, and we just do a little simple check back to see if, you know, if there's step 1 to 10. How did you manage to miss step 7? So that's from an installation perspective, that's interesting. We've been fortunate. We've got some houses. We've got a house in Sydney that has 6 steam showers in it in one home.
That's nice.
The interesting thing is we are seeing a trend of multiple installations in homes as well.
Is that for like the master and the guest room or the pool area?
It would be typically master and maybe a wellness space, a home gym would be, or a pool house. So, yeah, more than one steam in a house is certainly a trend. One of the highlights, of course, is in Sydney, there's a beautiful building, which is the Crown Resort, which all of their apartments, which are their residential suites, all of those all feature Mr. Steam. I think there's 80 in total. We have another project on the Gold Coast, which is similar. So yeah, those sort of projects do stick in my mind.
I don't blame you for that one.
And there's other locations as well. Blanket Bay Resort in Queenstown, New Zealand is a stunning location and their chalets feature Mr. Steam. And obviously I take Dan to the best homes, of course, when he comes to Australia, but there are some sensational homes. One of the other buildings that we've been involved with in Brisbane just over the weekend got nominated as best apartment building in Australia. So,
wow,
that's great.
And that has 2 penthouses and 9 sub-penthouses, which all feature Mr. Steam, as does the rooftop steam room as well. So,
no wonder he got named the best in Australia.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we've been fortunate. And we enjoy our dealings with Mr. Steam, and long may it continue.
Well, we certainly enjoyed having you, and we certainly enjoy our long-term relationship. It's been fantastic. And thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure to connect with Adrian, please. You can find their contact info in the show notes. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Steam Stories by Mr. Steam. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Steam Stories by Mr. Steam. We're your hosts, Martha Orellana
and Dan Reinert. You can learn more and connect with us at MrSteam.com.
Find us on social media and all of your favorite podcast listening apps so you never miss an episode. Until next time,
happy steaming!